You might have heard us speaking this morning about the traffic issues that we're having out in Sydney this morning as a result of that massive, massive pub fire that happened a couple of days back. Well, for a little bit more information and a bit more history on the situation, Dictionary of Sydney, Nicole Carmer joins us right now. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
So I've seen the footage of this pub. It went up in flames and it was just nightmare fuel.
Yeah, it was just terrible. And, you know, it's always sad when, particularly when it's something historic and something that, you know, is a much loved, particularly a pub, because a pub is like kind of the corner of every community. And it's no different in this case. It was the General Gordon Hotel. And yes, it's in Sydenham, as you say. And it was actually built 86 years ago.
Wow.
In 1932. You know, still long enough to be, you know, an important part of, you know, our history, but also an important part of our Sydney's pub history, because it was actually designed. So it was named after the British Army officer and Administrator Major General Charles George Gordon. And he was kind of like a bit of a hero of the Crimean War. And, you know, he kind of died in kind of very dramatic circumstances. And the colonies were, like Australia, had conducted a lot of kind of memorial ceremonies. And so just with this pub, the 1932 pub that was built, it was actually designed by the architect Sidney Warden. Now, he was actually quite a prolific architect for the Tooth and Company Brewers. People may have heard of it. Very famous
name.
Australian brewing company. And he designed, it's something like he worked on something like 392 hotels in his lifetime,
Whoa.
Either updating existing ones or designing new ones. And a couple of the ones that he worked on, you may have heard of it, the Old Clare Hotel.
Yep.
Local, not far from 2SER, and in Chippendale. And it's also, he also worked on the Lansdowne on City Road.
Oh, no way, yeah.
And you if you read up on the Lansdowne, a lot of kind of people say it was built in the 1930s, but it was actually completed in 1926. So a much earlier pub than some of the other kind of real 1930s pubs like the General Gordon Hotel. And I love how on their website of the Lansdowne, they proudly boast that it was once the home of, and this is a quote, rat bags, miscreants, tearaways, hoods, scumbags, thieves and bank coppers. that covers it all, I think. And so, you know, obviously, I think a lot of pubs now are really kind of rejuvenating their kind of history and getting really into it and renovating. And at the time of the fire on Monday, that the General Gordon Hotel was actually being renovated.
Okay.
So, you know, but before this, the 1932 building, there was another General Gordon Hotel nearby on Bolton Street in Sydenham, and it was actually built in 1885, which was the time of General Gordon's death. So it was kind of like a bit of a kind of in memorial to General Gordon. And it was actually licensed to the Irish publican Margaret Gleeson. And now she actually died at the hotel in 1929. And the license was then taken up by her daughter, Kathleen Tansey, who ran it with her sister, Mary Clark. So real kind of, they were both sisters, both had this mother who was a very successful publican. And then I wanted to share this rather amusing article in a Sydney tabloid newspaper at the time called Truth, ironically called Truth,
oh, nice.
The newspaper.
Of course.
And it said that the sisters were caught serving drinks to two men after hours.
Oh, scandal.
Which at the time it was illegal to sell liquor. Hotels had to close at 6. That's why it became known as the 6 o'clock swill. It was basically last drinks until it closes. And that was the case in New South Wales, I think, until the 1950s, 1955 or so. And so in the end, the charges were actually dropped because, you know, it was two men and, you know, a drink each. And they were apparently, you know, courting the two ladies. But that's another story, it seems, according to Truth newspaper.
Oh, well, well.
But in 1932, the General Gordon Hotel was rebuilt. And it's the building that caught on fire on Monday. And it was a more modern kind of updated building than the one that was built in 1885. And it opened on the 13th of December 1932. Now, like their mother, so both daughters, Tansey and Clark, were widowed actually. So it's the same as their mother, widowed, and successfully ran this pub. And the license, I think, was transferred to them at around about the time that it kind of opened. And I found this really interesting article, actually, in the newspapers in 1948, that there were patrons who were protesting against the pub's opening hours and the closure of the women's parlour, because at the time, women weren't allowed to drink alongside men in pubs, so they created women's parlours.
I was going to say as well, the fact that they had two women taken over from their mother, that seems quite unusual for the time.
So it wasn't. So for a really long time, the only way that a woman essentially could be in a pub was to be as a barmaid or as the person serving the drinks.
Yeah, okay.
But they had women's parlours where women could drink, but they had closed it at that time. And so protesters actually declared a black ban on the pub. Like, they even went around with some sort of kind of, you know, PA system. I'm like, there's a black ban on this pub, which means that nobody, you know, in the area, they were instructed not to enter this pub and you know, pay for a drink and so on, until the owners agreed to extend the opening hours to the 6 p.m. because I think that they were closing around 1 p.m. So they were like, this is outrageous. We need as much drinking time as possible. And so actually they were successful in some of their demands in the end. And actually in the end, Tansy was a licensee up until about 1955. So she ran that pub for 23 years of its lifespan, which is a long time.
Yeah, wow.
And I just think it's very sad that, you know, this great pub, obviously one of the many pubs in Sydney, but was built in a really interesting time and has this really colourful history.
We do get angry about our living here in Australia. Yeah, it's such a sad loss. I mean, hopefully, I don't know, I've not seen the remnants of what was burned. I've seen the footage of it on
fire.
Well,
the roof collapsed in and, so, you know, pretty much it was gutted completely. And, you know, it looks mostly destroyed, and it's just, I think the police are still investigating the cause of the fire.
Not much saving it then, hopefully. Well, not by the looks.
We don't know. I wonder whether these new owners will do that. You know, you would hope at least the facade might be reconstructed.
It'll be one to watch. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Karma there from Dictionary of Sydney, of course. For more information, dictionaryofsydney.org.